Dude, I ain't seen people exit the dome like this.
No, I couldn't believe.
Yeah, ever, dude, ever. I'm look
with it's in the third quarter,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that was just a sight to behold.
Yeah.
Hey yo, this song is dedicated to all the happy people. All the happy people who have real nice lives and have no idea what it's like to be broke as fuck. I feel like I'm walking a tightrope without a circus net. Popping Percocet, I'm a nervous wreck. I deserve respect, but I work a sweat for this worthless check. I'm about to burst this tech as somebody to reverse this debt. Minimum wage got my adrenaline caged, full of venom and rage, especially when I'm engaged and my daughter's down to her last diaper. It's got my ass hyper, I pray that God answers. Maybe I'll ask nicer, watching ballers while they flossing and they pathfinders. These overnight stars becoming autograph signers. We all long to blow up and leave the past behind us, alone with the small fries and average half pinters. But player haters turning bitch like they have vaginas, cause we see them dollar signs and let the cash blind us. Money or brainwash, it will leave your ass mindless. When snakes slither in the grass spineless, that's rock bottom. This life makes you mad enough to kill. That's rock bottom. When you want something bad enough to steal. That's rock bottom. When you feel like you've had it up to here, cause you mad enough to scream, but you sad enough to tear. That's rock bottom. When this life makes you mad enough to kill. That's rock bottom. When you want something bad enough to steal. That's rock bottom. When you feel like you've had it up to here, cause you mad enough to scream, but you sad enough to tear. My life is
What's up, Who Dat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk. Today's game was very sobering. And for those of you who love theme parks, you're riding the world's longest and most emotionally unbalanced roller coaster in the form of the Saints 2014 season. The highs have been high, but man, this must be the lowest of the low. This was definitely the most embarrassing loss of the Peyton Breeze era, and after shattering the floor, it makes you wonder if there's anyone in the entire organization that can motivate or inspire the rest of them. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
It's actually probably about a -3.
Oh, so
how bad today was.
More than sober.
Yeah, that's even possible.
No. Damon?
Yes.
You got a number?
I do not. I had bought a brand new bottle of rum chata.
And you smashed it on the floor.
No, I'm going to save it until we all get together. I'll, you know, we might not have a Christmas episode. It might be a New Year's episode or something.
Okay.
And I'm going to save it. I thought about drinking. But look, I mean, I thought about it. Look, I am a celebratory drinker, okay? I drink when I'm happy and things are good. I do not drink to bury my sorrows. It doesn't help me. It makes it worse.
I agree. So, that's probably why we're all sober.
Right. So, you know, I'm a celebratory drinker. The Saints give me nothing to celebrate. You know, I kind of just feel, I don't know. You know.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
That's my musical contribution.
Oh, jeez.
And that's all I can say. That's it. I just want to listen to whoever sings that. I'm not sure.
Well, welcome to the show. Let's see what we got for everybody today. We are recording this the same night that the Saints, that the Panthers played a practice game, which seemed like. I don't know how to say that, but anyway, Saints didn't show.
Okay, because you didn't.
Yeah. What I'm trying. We're recording this after the Saints lost, of course, on the same night. It's Sunday night. Let's start with let's not do game recap first. Let's start with From the Dome.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made.
Yeah, just a weird. Within the first 5 minutes of the game, it was just.
Did people leave?
Not quite yet, but.
Shortly thereafter.
But I've never seen it as empty as early, you know, or with as much game remaining as it was today. I mean, it was probably midway through the third quarter, and the place was maybe 40% full. I've never seen it like that. I mean, it was the worst game that I have been to.
Yeah, look, you hear me say often, you know, I've been going since 89, haven't missed a game. And never since 1989 has a dome been that empty that early in a game. People started leaving at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
The way I would describe it is before, people might not show up. The dome was not always full like we expect it to be now. But those people back in the day at least stayed, you know, until mid-fourth quarter. And maybe that's why it was so dramatic to me. Because, again, back in the day under the Ditka regime when we were terrible, or in the late Mora regime, yeah, the dome, maybe only 30, 45,000 people would show up.
Right.
So when they would leave, maybe that's why it didn't look so dramatic. Today was dramatic. I can't give you numbers, folks, but I'm sure if you watch it on TV, you saw it. I had a friend of mine lives in Miami, was watching the game, and he even texted me, you know, are you still at the game? Because they just killed the crowd and nobody's there. Halftime, I'd say a quarter of the people started heading toward the exit, and every misstep that was taken in the second half, more people would leave. Third down given up. Whoop, so many leads. This happened. So many leads. You know, touchdown.
The Stewart run was just the...
Yeah.
That was the backbreaker. And that's when your boy threw the beer on the field.
What was that? You guys were texting about that. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, it was the Jonathan Stewart, the 60-whatever touchdown run. And then at that point, people really started to get up and start leaving. And then I think they kicked the extra point after it was over, and all of a sudden I just see a beer can fly from the entrance area of my section all the way up top. He just took his beer and just chucked it. Landed probably about like the 10 or 15 yard line maybe.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it landed a few feet away from one of the refs.
Wow.
Did you see the guy throw it, Jason?
I saw it launched, and I looked up and saw it, you know, saw the beer, saw it happen, and I looked back at him to watch like the follow through. So yeah, I actually saw him.
Did they come get him, or
everybody was pointing him out, but then like towards the end of the game, another fan when we were leaving was asking, there was a cop. Like after that, they had cops set up for the rest of the game at like our section and the neighboring sections, or maybe they were still, I think they were looking for him, because at the end of the game a fan was talking to a cop and asked if they got him, and they said no, he got away.
Huh. Well, you know, that look, I mean, I don't, that doesn't surprise me, but from where Jason sits in with the riffraff, that wouldn't happen in the club section. People are a little more refined there, a little more mature, a little more, you know, have their shit together.
They were gone. They left already. So.
But so then Romy comes on and announces and reminds everybody of the fan policy, and then the crowd just starts booing.
Right. the boo birds were out today.
Yes, they were.
And well, deservingly. I booed some of the bad calls in the game. The refs made some horrific calls. That had no bearing on us getting our butt whooped. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that at all.
Adding insult to injury.
But exactly. Adding insult to injury. But had nothing. Look, the Saints sucked it up today. Sucked it up. Offense, defense, coaches. Only thing I'll give a little, well, Graham missed a kick, so I can't, you know. But if Graham would have made his kick, the special team would have been the only bright spot.
Yeah.
Saunders.
All right, well, you're actually getting a little ahead of us, so let me officially get us into game recap.
Inconceivable!
And now you can say about Saunders.
It was the only good thing about today's game.
Yeah. That's for those who don't know, number 18, wide receiver Jalen Saunders. Why? is this his first game returning kicks?
It might be.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I
don't know if he returned any last week, but I know we signed him recently.
Well, he was the only good thing on the field for us, right?
The only good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, yeah, but, no, but he was definitely a single shining star in today's disaster. So good for him, Mr. Saunders. Maybe
We finally found a kick returner.
Right, that would be nice.
At least it's something.
At this point, I'm just kind of wondering why they didn't put him in the game to try and catch a pass because nobody else could.
Oh.
All right. I mean, we're just going to do the free-for-all like we always do.
Unless you want to start in the beginning.
No, players. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, that is a good place to start.
Yeah.
Right, look, three drives in and the game's over. Three drives in and the game is over.
Mm-hmm. And you really, like, that. Usually that's a kind of a hyperbolic statement, but I think really it was true. That ended the game. The second turnover, the game was over. I think the Saints gave up at that point.
It sure looked like it, because we were able to, we didn't do diddly poo.
Jim Mora.
Thank you. We scored 3 points. Drew Brees' numbers, the last time I looked at him was early in the fourth quarter, and I think I texted him to y'all. He was 11 for 24 for 64 yards.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he finished with, but I mean,
he finished with like 230, and he got a touchdown.
Yeah, well, no, we did get a lot of trash yardage. You're right, we did get a lot of trash yardage.
He was 29 for 49, so he was a little over 50% completion.
Right, but all of that is trash. All of that's trash yard.
The touchdown was no less trash than the Pittsburgh's Antonio Brown touchdown.
Exactly, and No, totally opposite this week. Again, I had nothing to cheer for. Look, the crowd, and the crowd stayed in it. And Jason, I mean, the crowd tried to stay in it until what, mid second quarter?
We tried.
Tried, and the play on the field gave the crowd nothing to cheer for.
It was just so bad.
The get up on third down, and you know they do the siren, and they put somebody on the Minitron, and
maybe that's the problem. It's the siren. And
time to get rid of it.
But they try to pump up the crowd, and it's like we've had 6 third downs, and not one time have you done anything to stop them.
Right.
I am not going to start screaming anymore. No.
Right.
This is a useless endeavor.
It's kind of like, you know, you try to give the dog a treat, and then you take it away, and to give the dog a treat, you take it away. Eventually, even the dog's going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to bite for that.
Right.
I'll just wait until you put it on the ground.
All right. I figured it out. So, miserable. Miserable.
Well, in the offense, though, too, I mean, this was the, you know, at least in other games when the defense would suck, you could rely on the offense to try and get us back in the game. And this time, is the offensive line's terrible play combined? The Panthers came to win. The Panthers came in with heart. Like, they came in wanting to win this.
That was part of the problem. I mean, how many drops did guys have? Just get in their hands, it's just like they just weren't, like they weren't ready for this game.
Well, again, I don't know if the Panthers came in wanting to win. I mean, look, obviously the Saints wanted to win. I mean, you see what we did to Pittsburgh last week. It's just that the first two drives, start or end, whatever, you know, however you want to look at it, you know, the way they did, and I think the team and everybody just goes, uh-oh.
Really the first three drives, because the third one was a three and out.
Right. You know, everybody goes, uh-oh. And Zach Strief got his ass handed to him every play. It was like he wasn't there. It was like he wasn't even there. And I don't know if you can see that on TV. Jason, did you notice that?
No.
You didn't
I noticed a lot of guys got beat.
I just noticed a lot of Panthers in the backfield. I didn't know where they were coming from.
Right. Well, the Zach Strief got beat every play. I mean, it's like he didn't even touch his man. And I'm not even sure why Zach Strief was there. I'm not sure. I think putting in an extra wide receiver for Zach Streif, and I think you're just about is just about equal, and you have to have nobody there. Nobody.
Hey, I hear Meacham's a good blocker. Maybe we can put him there.
He can't do worse than Streif. Again, love Zach Streif.
Or do you at least just line up like, Josh Hill or somebody?
Right, somebody, something. And when the guy beats him, at least he can go out for a pass.
Right.
At least he can go out for a pass.
Yeah. So the other question I want to have is, did you guys, on the first Panthers touchdown, did you notice the push-off? Did the crowd notice the push-off?
Yeah, clearly.
You could even
see it on the mini-trail.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Exactly.
The mini
Right.
So I really wish we had the refs from the San Francisco game for that, because man, we could have maybe stopped them on that drive.
Yeah,
because that was worse than what Jimmy did in the San Francisco game.
100%.
And he got no call.
No call.
I wanted to call attention to that.
No,
and then,
but again, not blaming anybody but the Saints for this.
Right.
Loss.
Yeah, I'm not trying to
not give, but insult to injury.
But at that point,
right. you've already burnt my house down, and now you want to kick my dog. I mean, really, you know.
Right. but think about it. That was the first touchdown at that point in the game. Have that been called? Maybe we still hold them to three.
They still would have scored seven. They still would have scored seven. The way they played and as bad as our defensive plays.
Right. Jeff, the final score, you know, was 41-10. it doesn't matter what we would have done.
But that's the first domino. I don't know.
Okay. Then take that seven off the board. All right.
So the second touchdown comes in, and then their big fight ensues. How was the reaction to the fight?
Crowd loved it.
It's the only thing we had to get excited about.
Yeah, that was fun. That was the best part of the game. It really was. The fight. Look. Again, people, I just try to use it for a point of reference, my longevity. Worst fight I've ever seen in the Dome, ever. I mean, as far as on field, I mean, they were falling through the little back
they
of the end zone.
The gate open. Yeah,
busted the gate open. I mean, I've never seen that kind of.
I don't think I've ever seen a fight like that in any football game.
Right. And for only one guy to be ejected.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Panther guy, and I'm glad for that. But look, I tell you the truth, and Jason, I don't know what started it.
Well, no, I didn't either. They scored around, so then my attention's focused elsewhere.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you start to hear the commotion. I look over. Oh, we got a fight.
Right.
Well, they cut the commercial, and they came back and showed the fight when they came back from commercial. They didn't cut the commercial. I don't know. It was something weird. But it was like all of a sudden, everybody, shit, look at that. But from what I could tell from the replay, obviously it was Cam Newton acting like an ass after he scored, that he was kind of taunting. For anything, he should have been called for taunting, and it would have been done, unsportsmanlike conduct. But then Lofton kind of was behind him and kind of shoved him from behind, because Lofton was probably pissed off about all that. And then once somebody did that, somebody pushed him, and it was just basically everybody taking up for everybody. And then that 86 – the one that got ejected, man, he got two good punches in on somebody. I don't know who, but tell you this much. The Saints, they lost that fight, too. I mean, they lost the game, and they lost the brawl. So they couldn't even – the defense couldn't even do that. To me, the call, I mean, the offsetting, I guess in a situation like that, everybody's to blame at some point in some level. But what's the guy, Pereira, the former NFL?
Yeah, Mike Pereira.
He tweeted later on saying that after he looked at it, he's like, you could make the claim that Cam Newton was the beginning of all of that. Like, it was all Cam Newton's fault for acting the way he acted.
As is, of course, the tradition.
But that doesn't mean that.
Hey, look, and Cam Newton, we watched him today. He had some decent runs. I doubt Cam Newton listened to this podcast, but just in case he does, Cam Newton, you won today. You one trick pony, do nothing, never have done anything, never will be anybody, but maybe a footnote in the history of the NFL. Okay, and you act like you're some kind of fucking Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Breeze, and Elway rolled into one. doing your Superman, you're still a game behind us. You've won four games in a season. You're not Superman. Okay, Cam Newton? You're not Superman. You're Bizarro Superman. Because Superman is a winner, okay? And you are a fucking loser. So, go practice. Stop smiling at the camera. You're a moron. And you will never bring any team to any sort of success. Go fuck yourself, Cam Newton.
Good thing you got that out.
Sure, yeah, right. You're watching me do that. Oh, you know, he pulled his shirt like he's Superman. Again, you know, when he first down, he just, really? Really? You can't pass the ball. You're a quarterback in the NFL, and you can't pass. You had one good game against a terrible performance on defense.
Then you could say one of the worst teams in the league.
Right. Congratulations. Okay, act like you done it before, but you haven't. You're nobody. You're nothing. You will never be a champion. You will never be mentioned with the greats. And as soon as you leave, no one will ever remember you. Who the hell you are? I guarantee you. You will keep the Panthers or whatever miserable team is stuck with you as a mediocre loser at best. Okay.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
All right, so here's another question. All right, so Drew Brees' interception early in the game, that was underthrown, if you noticed. And then later on, he had another one underthrown. I mean, is it Joe Morgan's just faster than Drew realizes, and they just need a little more time to reacquaint with each other? Or are the people who talk about Brees is losing his arm strength, whatever arm strength he had, are they getting validation?
No, it was no validation. It was a slightly underthrown ball, but Morgan should have fought a little more. He'll come back and get it.
He couldn't. The momentum was carrying him.
Well, on that ball, it was a tad bit underthrown, but I'm not going to say Morgan should have fought for it a little more. I'm going to say the quarterback was very aggressive in getting that ball and did a great job. Look, sometimes defensive backs, they're paid to play too, you know, and they just make...
I'm just not used to seeing good defensive backs.
No. Well, you know, you're exactly right, and I thought this during the game, comparing that play where, look, the defender went up and was aggressive and got the ball, to watching Patrick Robinson, who his playing theory, apparently, is let the receiver catch the ball, and then I'll dive at the ball after it's been securely caught. You know,
at least to make it look like I made an effort.
Right, but I think Robinson, and I don't know if this is coming down from the head coaches or not, but he is not aggressive at one whatsoever. I mean, he literally lets them catch the ball in front of him. It happened several times today. The Panthers were so wide open, it was ridiculous.
It was a clinic, and the line couldn't get any pressure. Newton had all day
no pressure whatsoever. And this is a team we dominated two weeks ago.
Speaking of no pressure, Junior Gillette, now's as good a time as any to bring it up. His comments about him being a better player than Will Smith was even in Will Smith's prime.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
not just the comments about Smith, but just about all the guys we got rid of.
Oh yeah,
in the offseason. Okay. Now look, I understand.
Hold on. What did he say? When did he say it? Because I haven't heard.
He said it like what?
A couple
Thursday,
days.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday. Talking about all the leadership that left the locker room, and he mentioned that the talent that we have now is better than the guys that left. But, you know, he probably shouldn't have said it.
But he said specifically about Will Smith, saying that he himself is a better defensive end than Will Smith ever was.
Well, if he said that, he was totally wrong because he had not shown it. Will Smith, especially when he was younger, playing on opposite of Charlie Grant, when we had those two, they were some under Haslett. Again, we led the league in sacks one year because those two guys were pretty dominant. Then they got paid. And Will Smith continued to be a very good defensive end. I think the money might have went to Charlie Grant's head. It definitely went to his ass and his belly. but no, Junior Gillette, you have potential. You've shown flashes, but you are no Will Smith right now, sir.
I know Will Smith, and you, sir, are no Will Smith.
That is, yeah, so he makes all the comments, and you know, everybody gets up an uproar about it, and then
they do nothing to back that comment up.
I mean, absolutely nothing.
So you got that, then you got... All right.
Well, then you hear after the game, some of the post-game comments from Breeves and Streif talking about leadership, and we need to mature a little bit, comments directed at Junior Gallet. So something's going on in the locker room. Something is messed up. That's the only explanation for why this kind of thing, you know, this season has been what it has been.
Yeah. Are you in the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I had, God damn it.
I was
snacking on chocolate, so I lifted up my microphone.
There you go.
Sorry about that, folks. I wasn't prepared.
I tell you, that's just it. The Saints were not prepared for this game, and it's scary that a Sean Payton team has been not prepared so much so often this season. For example, let me ask you both of you a question. If you were going to play the Carolina Panthers and you're preparing your defense for the game, what is one type of play that you might want to have an answer for, be ready for, be prepared for?
A run?
a read option, perhaps?
Right.
And the Saints had nothing.
No, stop it. Of course they knew that, and of course they practiced that.
They
did not execute it very well. Now, were they not coached well, or are the players on the field incompetent boobs? People, you make that decision for yourself. I'll go with incompetent boobs, or just don't have the talent.
The players were not in the right positions.
But who knows?
If that's lining up, or is that the play call?
I don't know. They have to make fucking plays.
Right. Our linebackers are atrocious. Atrocious.
Not even just the linebacker. I mean, the line itself.
The line is right. Yes.
Carolina's offensive line is full of a bunch of undrafted guys. Their offensive line stinks.
They're terrible.
They're absolutely terrible, and they ran at will, and I don't even think we had any sacks today either. They look like an all-pro offensive line against us today, and they stink.
And their receiver, they don't have any receivers. They're
except
all
for Benjamin.
Right.
One Olsen. Olsen's.
And their line.
They rush for 200-something yards against us. And it's just absurd. Absolutely absurd that a crappy offensive line like that can just look so good against whatever we're tossing out there.
271, to be exact. Almost 300 yards rushing.
I mean, up until our garbage, you know, yardage at the end, I mean, they were outgaining us at one point like 400 to 100 in terms of total yards for the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a...
It's miserable.
So
why didn't we take Breeze out? You know, when it was 37-10 or 30 or whatever.
Stats, baby, stats.
I really kind of feel like they kept him in there so he could get his touchdown to keep his streak alive, which is.
I didn't think about that. I mean, I in the game, I did wonder why I kept telling the people around me, "Come on, you need to pull Breeze because as bad as this is, he doesn't need to get hurt."
Right.
I didn't think about the touchdown.
Streak.
Right. I didn't think about that. I just thought it was one of those things where, look, you don't want to give up, even though it was clearly over. And
yeah.
We do know this coaching staff will help a player to get, you know, his on-field glory.
And that is not team-focused. So then that means that the coaching staff is sending the message or setting the tone of an individual system and not a team.
Just stop. Now you're just going to sound like an idiot.
No, Sean Payton built his entire system on the concept of being a team of character. And what we've got now is a bunch of characters on a team.
At least on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing it can be. That's what it
has to
be.
Drew Brees himself.
He's not a...
Out the game, if you ask me.
I don't think we have the right guys in the locker room. I think that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Breeze's comments. We're just not a mature team. We have a lack of consistency. We're not professional.
Right. Well, look, guys, again, right, because of injuries, we basically have no defensive backs. When fully healthy, we have two good safeties and one good corner. The offensive line, why is Goodwin?
Yep, still played.
Still played.
Still played today.
Why, I mean,
maybe he won't next week because now Sean Payton finally says nobody's job is safe.
Well, also, I think he might have left the game injured, or he was down for a while on a play.
You know, where is Sean Stanley Baptiste? I mean, is he so terrible? I mean, I defy you to tell me he is worse.
Sean Stanley Baptiste. His name. That's awesome. Stanley Jean Baptiste.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
But seriously,
we knew who you were talking about.
Right. Well, you know, but seriously, where, I mean, really, he that much worse than Corey White and Pat P. Roblem?
I don't know. I mean, maybe at least they have game experience, mate, and that's all I could think
well,
of.
Well, you know what? He needs game experience. Put him in. This
but
is
not, when there's, not when it's a playoff game every week from here on out. I don't know.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
You had that queued up, didn't
playoffs?
You?
I just hope we can win a game.
I've been waiting for someone to snap that trap.
That's great. Okay, so that's enough of game recap. I'm going to move us forward to tweets from the Twitter thing. And we really only have one tweet that I'm going to read. There's a lot of interesting stuff that came across during the game. But Craig in Baltimore, Twitter is at @bmore_hudat, says, what actually did go right in today's game?
I would say to Greg, Craig and Greg, today just be boo. you might get this. I would say to Craig, today you might be happy that you were visually impaired. That you did not have to watch this travesty on the field.
Ugh, that was creepy. I would rather slurp rancid tuna salad out of my own ass, or scour my boobies off with a rusty SOS pad, or hump a piece of splintered balsa wood.
Okay, so that's the tweets from the Twitter thing. Now I'm going to add a little piece of this message board mayhem. And this is just some stuff, I just have to read it. Let me just put the disclaimer. I don't agree or disagree with any of these. I'm just reading them for entertainment value only. You guys can talk about the people who said them. Please don't direct your anger, frustration out on me. But this one falls under the conspiracy theory category. Rob Ryan has a knack of creating division on teams. Maybe he badmouths Sean Payton to the defense. And that could be why there's so much.
That was just a waste of 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing. I don't know. Whoever came up with that, you're an idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about. And I don't know that there's any proof or have ever heard that Rob Ryan causes divisions on a team.
Right, and that was the comments to that one was, please tell us how you define that. Okay. The next one is, here's a real conspiracy theory. The Saints lost tonight on purpose so that we can win the division on primetime next week. And they went on to talk about how Sean Payton is such a cocky, arrogant kind of person and that he would do something like that to say, I'm going to wait till Monday night to clinch the division.
Yeah, some people are just so stupid. They really shouldn't be allowed on the internet or to vote or, you know, definitely not to...
Or to throw beer cans in stadiums.
Right. That's just stupid. Look, I mean, I'll tell you something, and we've gone over this before. We said in 2012. As fans, yes, I can sit here and say, look, I hope we don't make the playoffs because it's going to cost us 12 to 15 spots in our draft order. And there is no reason for me to pay $500 to go sit in that goddamn stadium and feel like I did today and lose $500, extra dollars. There's no reason for it. It's terrible. Like I have felt in the Panthers game, in the Panthers games, the Cincinnati game, and the Ravens game. There's no need. I do not want to make the playoffs. I do not want to have that distinction as being one of two teams who have made the playoffs with a losing record.
I don't care about that.
And I have no confidence. Obviously, we've lost four in a row. I have no confidence that we can win a game in the playoff game in the Dome. They have nothing that they have shown us over the last four home games that tells me we can win one in the Dome.
Last week, we're going to be 9-7.
Also, we haven't had a four-game losing streak in the Dome since Mike Ditka.
So not even Hazlitt.
Right. Hazlitt didn't even pull this stunt.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
All right, so here's what I want to ask you this, since you brought up Sean Payton and compared him to Ditka now and Hazlitt. You know people are going to start to talk about getting rid of him. And yeah, I just think back to 09, 10, and even 12 and 13, when we had that feeling like this guy could go 0-16 and I'll forgive him. You know, people had that feeling for him, and how quickly you say that, but then when the reality hits.
I haven't heard a lot of right now. I haven't heard a lot of calls for his head yet. I think he still has the fan base solidly in his corner, a large majority of them.
And, I'll tell you my personal feelings. He still has me. I'm not calling for his head. I don't think he should be fired. But I do think he's lost something, and he's not the same guy. And I don't know what, and I don't know where, and I don't know why.
Well, no. But
when he got neutered by Goodell.
I think I'm not just Goodell. Maybe he's chasing tail and he's focusing. It's whatever he's focusing on. It's not the same as what it was when he was.
No, look, guys. Early on in the season, I said this, and some here disagreed. I think they've made bad personnel decisions. They zigged when they should have zagged. Again, little thing that we talked about, I think last week or 2 weeks ago. You know, with maybe keeping Carl Nix because the money wasn't that different what they gave to Ben Grubbs. And look, hindsight's 20/20. I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it. You know, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah, because nobody questioned the decision.
Right. I'm not saying I wasn't behind these moves. And not getting rid of Jenkins. He was definitely a serviceable defensive back. And going out and getting another cornerback opposite Keenan Lewis.
Yeah.
Not
everybody makes perfect decisions.
No. But I think those are the decisions why we're at now. Not because Sean Payton has lost something or isn't the coach he was.
Okay.
I think that is why we're, you know. And he talked about modeling ourselves after the Patriots. But what the Patriots do that we don't. And I know the Patriots haven't won a Super Bowl in a while. So some people discredit them as a great organization, but they've been winners, is getting rid of that player a year early instead of a year late. And they're not really loyal to anyone but Tom Brady. Everything else is, like they call it, the Patriot way. And I think we've made some mistakes there.
I'd much rather be in the Patriot situation right now than the Saints. They're 9-3.
Yeah.
You know. So this is something. So back to message board mayhem. This is the other thing that I read, which is all relevant to what you're saying. The commenter says, Sean Payton says today, we did all the things that keep you from winning. I assume that, quote, we and, quote, things that keep you from winning is actually him and the guy says Loomis instead of Loomis. Loomis with bad drafts, overpaying players currently on the roster, horrible overpaid free agent signings, the total bungling and mismanagement of the salary cap, and the hiring of the coaches and scouts. That is the we that Payton must be referring to. I mean, who put this team together? Who made all the decisions? We, the fans, sure didn't, and so we ain't the we of which Payton refers to. So, I mean, it resonates, and actually it's an easier pill to swallow, and it makes a lot more sense. And it, but it, what it also says to me is that it's something that can be rectified quickly, because you can make some right decisions this offseason.
Well, it's a start. I don't know that you're going to be able to fix everything.
No, but you can, you know, maybe restructure a few contracts.
Oh, well, look, I think there's going to be some major overhaul going into next season.
Right. But we have to look, Sean Payton, he and Loomis have to look what made us successful and why are we not that way now?
Because the position coaches and whatnot that have left the team are part of it as well.
Sure.
It's everything. It's scouting. I don't know if we're using the same scouts or not.
Right. Well, I don't even know if it's scouts, but when you look at all great championship teams, and you go back and you, I didn't realize the 95, 96 Green Bay Packers. They had four or five assistants who later went on to be successful head coaches. Mm-hmm. You know, Bill Parcells had that. I mean, that's where Belichick came from. And that's what Sean Payton definitely had in the 8, 9, 10, and 11. And, right, I don't think those coaches have been replaced properly. You know, C.J. Johnson. It's hard to replace a great assistant who goes on to become a head coach because, you know, those guys are special.
Right.
You know, but, and then we hold on to some guys a little too long.
Greg Neumann.
Well, you know, Bill Johnson, the defensive line coach.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch and listen to. We've never had a dominant defensive line. Why is he still here?
Right.
Look.
Unless he brings something else to the table that we just don't know, and that is valuable to Peyton.
Maybe
he makes a mean cup of coffee in the morning.
You know, I don't know, but, you know, that's the one thing. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse, especially, you know, in business and especially in football, you know.
I know if I piece together as many bad performances in my job as these players and/or coaches have done, I'd be on corrective action at least at a bare minimum right now.
Right. I mean, if you're a position coach for the last 10 years of the defensive line and your defensive line has never been special.
Even if you take the risk of letting him go. I mean, you're not going to hurt, you know what I mean? Like, if the other guy comes in, at best or at worst, he's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Line's not going to get worse than it was this year.
Right. And Sean Payton, last week, talking about the Rob Ryan and how much he loves Rob Ryan because he's dedicated and he puts the time in and he's there at 12 o'clock at night. Well, and I like Rob Ryan. I'm not picking on Rob Ryan. I'm you know, but if that's the kind of guy you want because he's always there, well, look, I'll come be there 18 hours a day, too. I'll suck, but I'll be there 18 hours a day. I'll be having a good old time. I'll suck, but I'll come. I'll show
and your shirt size, and you'll take up less fabric.
I'll be there for that kind of money. You kidding me?
I was thinking about this. Somebody I was watching the game with today, they accidentally said Rex Ryan instead of Rob Ryan, and I was about to correct him, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Pretty much they're coaching the same right now.
Yeah. And again, I guess a big question, and as fans, I mean, this is the $64,000 question. Is it the coaches not coaching properly? Is it the players have insignificant talent to do what they're being asked to do?
It's probably a little bit of both.
And if it is, then the coaches need to adjust their strategy to what they have.
Well, I think we've kind of gone into the
all
year, but the bottom line, it really boils down to one thing. It's everything.
Right.
And also, like I was saying earlier, like there's got to be something going on in the locker room, especially for Breeze to make those kind of comments after the game.
Yeah.
You know, something's up.
Well, and you know, right, it's every year you have a new dynamic. Think about it even with your work. If you have a good team and then somebody leaves, they quit or whatever, they move on, and you bring somebody new to the team, the dynamic changes. Even one change, one person, one change changes the dynamic. whatever those guys built up until the Super Bowl, and then they slowly – you get all these changes. It's a new dynamic. It's a new – and we talk about team identity. It, like Breeze was saying, they haven't this is a new thing, and whatever Sean and Drew did when they first came here, it's not the same environment. It's not the let's fix everything. That was what I think they had that to rally around. Now they don't have that let's fix everything to rally around. Now that's kind of like, well, shit, how do we get these new guys to buy into this system?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. You know, professionalism. Yeah. Young 20-something millionaire getting a big contract, likes to mouth off. He's all about me, 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 me. Sean Payton used to cut guys that we used to be like that. Now it seems like we're bringing more of them on.
I mean, who would you say the be me, me type player?
I think Junior Gallet.
Junior Gallet. I mean,
yeah.
But here's the thing too. When you've got a guy who's like that, you know, not only do they have that in the locker room, but they elected this motherfucker captain.
Mm-hmm.
Like your defensive captain is
he's an asshole.
Right. Well, not just in it. I mean, yeah, he is kind of an asshole.
Hey, I got his jersey. I mean,
but I mean, but the fact that they made him their leader, it just shows, you know, that kind of shows you a little what's wrong.
Well, who else are they going to make the leader? He's the loudmouth. He's the...
All right. And look, let's not discount what the 2012 Bountygate bullshit has done to put this team where it's at. Lost the draft picks, upheaval in the organization. I'm not saying it's 100% to blame because we're 2 years removed, but I sure would like to have, not that we do anything with the two fucking draft picks.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's like you say, oh, playoffs, we're going to lose spots in the draft. I don't think that matters. but it kind of goes to what I don't know if I said it on the show last week, if I cut it or not, but... That Sean Payton was neutered. And you said that earlier today, and I do think they took away his stock. Whatever it is, Sean Payton used to be able to motivate these guys and get them to rally around something, and that for whatever reason, they don't seem to be motivated this year. Maybe he's trying to be too by the book, and so he's not able to hey, nothing motivates people like money. And every team has admitted that they use money to motivate. And maybe – in an effort to keep his nose clean, the neutering and post suspension is we're not doing financial incentives for anything, and maybe that it matters.
Well, here's something. And look, I don't want to jump on Coach Payton. I still have all the confidence in the world. And
don't
Coach
take
Payton.
What I just said as jumping on him.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But no, I know. But I mean, look, like you said, everything changes, and I don't know if so much of the neutering or the fact I can remember. From the 2006 season when we beat, I forget what team it is we beat, and there it was on like the NFL sound effects, and they're walking off, you know, after a good victory, and Payton, the wide receiver, everybody's happy, and Payton's walking off with a little scowl on his face, and Payton asks him, "Come on, don't you ever smile?" And Payton says, "I will," but he's still very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get. If you read, reports this week that, there's game day, Sean. And maybe back then it wasn't just game day, Sean. That was all the time, Sean.
He was intense all the time. Now he's trying to, maybe he's trying to be a player's coach.
Right. I don't know this, but.
We don't know. We're not there.
Nobody, you know what? Nobody knows. And Coach Payton said he knows. At least he did at the press conference today. And,
right. Well, he knows what's wrong. He don't know how to fix it. So, speaking of things that no one knows, let's talk about pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game you never, ever win.
Like segue.
Yeah. Well, somebody new a little bit this week, and that somebody is me, because now currently we still have one game being played right now, New England and San Diego. Which I think last time I checked, New England was up 3-0. And San Diego takes the lead 7-3.
Yep.
But we all took New England, so it's all gonna the same. So as of right now, I'm 3-1 last week. The two of you are 2-3. We all had Minnesota. We all had Pittsburgh. And I had Seattle in that Philly game, and I was the only one that took Seattle.
And in the expanded version, everyone took New England. So whatever happens, it's going to remain the same.
Right, right.
Everyone took Indianapolis. Isn't that funny? And so the standings overall did not change at all, because other than Jason's 3-1 so far, every single person is 2-2.
All right, then.
This is pretty interesting, I thought.
So I win the week, basically.
You do. You absolutely do.
All thanks to Seattle. those assholes. So anyway, I caught up a game on you, so now I am 3 games behind. And I'm a game ahead of Dave. This week's slate of games was not a good choice of games. So I'm actually going with 2 shitty games this week, because that's all I could find. Our first game, AFC West game, Denver Broncos coming off a victory today at the aforementioned San Diego Chargers, who currently are leading New England. So if the Chargers win this week, they could go into that game next week. If they beat Denver, they might have the inside track to get home field advantage, because, you know, they will have beaten both New England and Denver in consecutive weeks, and I think they'd all have the
they
same
would
record.
Still, no, Denver's right now 10-3. San Diego. Oh, if they win, 9.
Right, right. That's what. Okay. Right. If San Diego wins tonight,
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. San Diego.
Wow, that is interesting. Well, I'm gonna start paying attention to this instead of the Saints. This is more exciting.
And all right.
the AFC as a whole, man.
Yeah, it's a little better than the NFC. And game is in San Diego. The Broncos are favored by 4. One interesting note on Denver: Peyton Manning's consecutive games with a touchdown streak ended today.
Oh, maybe that's
Buffalo.
Why he kept Breeze in.
Yeah, Breeze keeps his record.
Okay, so Denver and San Diego.
Denver favored by 4. I will go first. I'll go San Diego.
I'll take Denver.
Very quick to back his boy Peyton Manning.
Oh.
San Diego's getting 4 points.
Jason's taking San Diego. Damon's taking Denver. Yeah, I'm going to go with Damon on this, strictly for the spread.
Okay.
You're giving up 4 points.
Oh, wait. San Diego's getting 4?
Yes.
Oh.
Jesus Christ in heaven.
I still haven't figured this out.
You think we've been doing this long enough?
You think you'd figure out what
this is? I am not good at this. How I'm winning. Hey, I don't know how it works, and I'm still beating you motherfuckers. Okay, so San Diego plus 4. Then
yes,
give me San Diego.
Ah, damn it.
I'm taking the parents. Sorry.
Damon was just messing with you so he can try to catch up a game on you.
Sorry, but then give me Denver. San Diego.
All right, next game. Battle of the NFC East. This game is Sunday night. The Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. Dallas coming off a pretty impressive victory in Chicago against the Bears. Philly coming off a loss today to Seattle. Seattle beat them by 10 today. This is an interesting game. This game is going to be in Philly. Philly's favored by 3.5.
Yeah, I'll go first on this one. I'm taking Philly.
Any particular reason?
I'm afraid to speak about anything.
It would have been funny if you say, they impressed me today.
Well, you know what? I will say, even in their loss, they impressed me today. In the first quarter.
I'll take Philly for the simple fact, Jason just mentioned, that they did handily beat Dallas a couple of weeks ago, very, very recently. And Dallas just doesn't perform well in December. Like you said, despite what they've done to Chicago. That's like beating New Orleans. That's not really impressive. You haven't really done anything to impress me.
It's in Philly.
Right. So I'll take Philly also.
I got a weird feeling. I'm just going to go with Dallas here.
You got 3.5 points to play with, so.
All right, next game. Next
3.5 is a lot more than he usually plays with.
Next game is the Battle of Ohio, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. Both teams coming off losses today. Cincinnati got beat pretty handily by Pittsburgh. And then Cleveland, man, a devastating loss for Cleveland. They were up most of the game, and then Andrew Luck comes back late in the game, and the Colts end up winning by a point.
That's Damon's boy.
So apparently Hoyer was terrible at the end of the game today. So again, raises the question of Johnny Manziel possibly playing this week. I'm sure the fans are going to start clamoring for it.
Yeah, why not?
This game is in Cleveland, and Cincinnati is favored by 1.5.
I'll take Cincinnati just because their quarterback situation is better. I'm not sure about how much, but I'll say it's better than Hoyer and Johnny Football. And, you know, with that point spread, it's like a pick 'em anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to go Cincinnati. I mean, even if Manziel does play, I mean, he's going to make some rookie mistakes.
Right, right.
He's going to throw some picks.
Right. This isn't college. I mean, yeah, he'll make some plays with his legs and stuff. But I don't think he'll make enough to overcome his lack of experience.
What? Remind me of the spread. I didn't catch it.
Cincinnati's favored by 1.5.
So Cleveland is +1.5.
That is correct.
All right. You guys are both taking Cincinnati?
Yep.
You know what? Here it goes. I will go with...
Do it. Huh? Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I want to say...
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Come on, do it.
But is it uncertain about who's going to quarterback, or you know it's going to be Johnny Football?
No, it's uncertain.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to stay with Cincinnati. And that's not just playing it safe.
Yeah, but it kind of is.
I mean, it's a bonus, but, I mean, Cincinnati's barely hanging on to a half-game lead of the division, so they're going to come out fighting for it. This one comes down to heart, something the Saints don't know about anymore.
Absolutely nothing. all right, well now, welcome to the bonus round here. We have not one, but two shitty games of the week.
Here we go! Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
My car. Ooh, yeah, like I said, the slate was so bad this week, I just decided to do two shitty games because we had two games that are worthy. First game, the game of the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Carolina Assholes.
In Carolina,
the Panthers are favored by 5.
Holy mackerel. 5.
How's Tampa been looking even late? I mean, are they playing well but losing, or?
I wouldn't even say that.
I mean, I know that was the case last week.
Right. I mean, Detroit beat them 34-17 today.
Yeah, pretty handy.
And I didn't get to watch the game. I was...
Mm-hmm.
Busy watching a Superdome. When I was leaving the dome, there were 3 NOPD officers. They were just sitting there talking, you know, amongst themselves. And I almost went up to them and said, "What are y'all doing? There's an assault taking place on the field. Would y'all please go stop it?"
Like, today was the first day that I thought back. You remember that old joke? You know, with the boy, where parents are getting divorced, and the judge asks him who he wants to live with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to live with the Saints because they don't live and beat anybody.
Yeah.
Today was the first day I thought about that joke in a long time, and it being relevant.
Yeah, yeah. This season has brought up a lot of old memories, and not any of them good.
Right. All right. So wait, back to pick'ems. All right, I'm gonna go with Carolina. Crazy pick with 5 points on the line, but give me Carolina.
All right, I'm going to go Tampa.
I'm going
because of the points.
That's why I picked first, to give you a chance.
I was going to pick Tampa anyway, probably.
All right.
I'll take Carolina.
There you go.
All right, and now for our really shitty game. You thought this first game was shitty? No. This, my friend.
Is Oakland playing Jacksonville?
It's a shitty game? No, I think that happened already. No, this is... Woo, man, this game is putrid.
Is this the Saints-Bears game?
This is not the Saints-Bears. This game consists of the 2-11 New York Football Jets at the 2-11 Tennessee Titans.
And the spread is
Tennessee is getting a point. So somehow the Jets are favored.
Oh my goodness.
I have no idea how.
I mean, they're
weird.
I mean, look, Tennessee's pretty fucking bad though. They got destroyed by the Giants today.
Yeah.
The Giants beat them 36-7.
The Giants aren't.
Yes, the Giants are bad. The Giants lost to Jacksonville last week. Yeah, the Giants are terrible.
No, I'm like, the Giants are, and then I saw 4-9. wait, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing? I am glad that the Giants are 4-9.
Because?
That's just all. No, just because, I don't know, for some reason, of what they've done to the Saints the last couple of times we've played them, other than 2009.
No, I think we beat them pretty handily in 2011.
Yeah.
But then, last year, they raped us in New York?
No, that was 12.
2012, okay. Anyway, I just...
Yeah. Oh,
I just don't like the Giants.
I'll take the Jets, and I have no... hold on.
Does anybody have a coin?
Who are you taking, Jeff?
I was going to flip a coin.
Did you say who you took, Jason?
No, I have not.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Jason, heads... Wait. All right, hang on. Heads, Jets, tails, Titans. Got it?
Okay.
It is heads, so I will...
So you're taking the Jets?
Yep.
I don't know why, but I'm going to take Tennessee.
I like the home dog too, Jason. That's why I'm debating Tennessee.
Is Mettenberger hurt?
I'm going to take the Jets also.
I don't know if he's hurt or if he just got pulled today. I mean, he had some stats, but then I was looking at Jake Locker had some stats too, so I don't know.
I'm going to stay by the coin toss, but I really do wish I took Tennessee.
You can still change if you want.
No, I'm going to go by the coin toss.
Okay, good.
Who did I take?
The Jets.
You took the Jets also.
Yeah, you're an idiot. At least my pick of the Jets was out of my...
Freaking right, it was a coin flip.
Okay, that's Pick'ems, right?
That's Pick'ems.
Let's move on to Saints Preview. So the Saints are heading up north to Chicago. We don't know what
Monday night. The whole country gets to see how bad we are.
I guarantee you, they're going to show up. This is it. Watch, the Saints are going to show up and dominate, a la the Pittsburgh game. I bet it happens. It's just that's the way the season is going. And Sean Payton intentionally lost today so that he could do that.
Okay, message board guy.
Message board. There's a new
to make the to make the following week's game against Atlanta that much more entertaining.
Exciting. Right.
Right.
All I gotta say is we better that Atlanta game better be relevant because I'm going.
It's definitely gonna be relevant.
Well. All right. So Chicago, they're 5-8. You said they lost today.
No, they lost on Thursday night to Dallas.
Awesome.
At home. They also lost Brandon Marshall. He got kneed in the back. He had two broken ribs and a collapsed lung.
Holy mackerel. I mean, I heard that. That's incredible.
It's crazy. Yeah, so he's out for the year. They do have Matt Forte, who's been arguably the best. You know, he's been He's one of the best running backs this year. I guess probably behind DeMarco Murray.
He's a former Tulane player.
Right, and we've given up, I forget, 3 or 4 140-yard rushers this year.
We gave up 155 today to fucking Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan Stewart.
Wasn't it 271 total, we said earlier?
Yeah. Cam Newton had like another 80.
Well, we know Cutler won't be running the ball.
He's not going to have to. He can just hand it off to Matt Forte. He's going to run all over.
Yeah. But
Cutler, you know, Cutler normally throws a couple of picks a game, but being as that this is the Saints, we'll just drop
Breeze.
Them all. We're just going to drop them.
Yeah, he'll throw one. It'll be like that Falcons game a couple weeks ago where it was like interception, interception, interception on 3 straight plays in a row.
Except we'll drop it. It won't even be an interception.
Yeah. Maybe Cam Jordan will intercept.
And then I don't know what the weather will be like. Be a little cold. I mean, I don't know what the forecast is.
Well, you know what? Let's look at the 7-day forecast, even though it's not accurate. That's what it's come to, though, with the Saints, is we need to know the 7-day forecast.
They do have solid skill position players. They got Alshon Jeffrey still at receiver. They got Martellus Bennett as a tight end. Their defense isn't very good anymore. So you would think we should be able to move the ball on them. But then again, I mean, who knows what you're going to get from this team?
You know, who is their coach?
Mark Trussman.
Okay. Like, I know nothing about Chicago anymore.
Now, they did go up to Chicago and beat them last year, but as we've seen so far, this is not last year's team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one had nothing to do with the other.
The long 10-day forecast does call for morning showers.
Bring Mayflowers?
Oh, wait, that's Sunday. Sorry. It looks like it's 20% chance of rain, low of 34, high of 41.
Okay. So, all right, so it'll be a little cold.
A little cold, but that's all right. Maybe they'll put some stickum on the receiver's gloves.
Right, huh? I mean,
like, seriously, I know we're in preview, but I want to go back to that. Like, how do you drop? That is one thing we've never done, is drop so many balls.
Yeah, not right. As many as they did today. Even shorthanded guys like Pierre.
Anyway, so you got keys to winning the game is don't drop the ball.
And don't get 2 turnovers on the first 3 plays, offensive plays of the game. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that would help.
Maybe get a little pass rush.
That would help. basic stuff.
Maybe not play Jonathan Goodwin.
Maybe. How about tackle when you catch or swarm to the ball? Don't walk to it.
Yeah, because there was also the play today where Cam was in shotgun. They hiked it back to him, and he just drops the ball on the turf. And then, of course, we can't get him.
Picks it up and gets 9 yards.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's just the microcosm of.
I mean, yeah, just like play alert. Line up in the right spot, you know. Jeez.
It's just right. Play fucking inspired for once.
Well, they did too last week. I mean, that's the thing. It's every other week. It's the road game. The Saints are a road team.
Oh, you didn't know?
As of late.
Right, as of late. Ever since they built that goddamn statue.
Right.
And they started playing that damn siren.
Somebody did tweet during the game, tear it down, with a picture of the statue.
Yep, tear it all down. Sorry, Tom.
I don't think that's... I mean, in that... To chase this squirrel, I will have to say, it's a picture of Tom Benson holding a Super Bowl trophy. Are you really saying you want to rip down the remembrance of at least the only Super Bowl in the Saints' long history that was the most meaningful experience of your entire life? Dare I say, more than your wedding day? I mean, that's the thing. Yes, it's bad, but dude, we have a Super Bowl. We won a Super Bowl not even 5 years ago. I mean, come on, everybody.
Hey, relax. God judge me.
Don't tear it down. It's going to be me and Damon by ourselves trying to hold off. Hey, Bob.
No, right?
Leave the statue alone. I don't care if it's Tom Benson, but the fact that the Super Bowl trophy is part of the statue, you got to leave it alone. So, I mean, geez, game preview. This one's a hard one. It's a preview.
I.
You want to jump to score predictions?
I mean, I kind of already talked about they have some solid skill position players. Their right. offensive line isn't that great, but with our defensive line, we'll probably make them all look like Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
Their defense isn't very good. So
who do they have on defense? Is there anybody?
I think Lance Briggs still plays for them, but I don't know anybody else. I think Peanut Tillman's hurt, so they don't have him.
Peanut
Tillman. I think he's from Louisiana Lafayette, maybe. Ooh. Those are the only guys I know. They got Bushrod on the line, offensive line, but that's all I got on the Bears. Cutler makes mistakes. You would think that the Saints would have a decent shot to beat him, but after today's game, I just have no idea. You can't predict how they're gonna respond, how they're gonna come out each game. You just can't.
No.
So
their defense is pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, so is ours.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. I mean, this was 2012 level bad today. Or was it worse? I mean, I guess it's probably about the same, really.
Well, what made today worse than 20? Not just defense, but just overall team performance was worse than anything I remember from 2012.
This is history today, folks. The worst performance in the last 8 years.
Yeah, this is definitely, you know, the worst Sean Payton year. We can beat it like a dead horse. So many things wrong.
It's crazy that it got this bad so quickly. Just totally spiraled out of control. Just like that.
Well, all right. Give me your score predictions of.
All right, I will go with
like
Bears.
The Saints, you guys are having a hard time keeping focus on the top.
I'm going to go Bears 31, Saints 27.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. But did Craig tweet us to do this? Do you really believe that we're going to lose the game?
After today's performance?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Hard to argue. Damon?
I will go Saints. I can't predict the Saints to win this one.
Ooh.
I'll go 35-17.
Wow.
So, damn, who does Atlanta play next week? I'm just worried because if we lose this game...
Well, the Falcons play the Steelers next week.
Okay, good.
So they've got Green Bay and then they have the Steelers. So two games that they should lose. So we could still be tied in 2 weeks.
Then the Panthers are going to take us all over whenever they beat the Bucks.
Unless the Bucks can somehow beat the Panthers this week.
So I need the Saints to win. So I'm going to go with 24-21 Saints. I'm a believer.
You might be the last one left.
I did tweet the bandwagon went off the cliff today, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, really fell off.
Fortunately, Neil had a backup. Everybody quickly jumped on. plenty room. There's plenty of room. So, other than that, do you guys have any final thoughts?
No, this was just an embarrassing performance. I couldn't believe what I was watching as it was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I in no way, shape, or form do I want this team to win the NFC South. Just un-freaking believable. But look, the season's over. I'm sorry, you know. I don't like it or not, the season's over, and we just have to muddle through it and hope that we can have a fix next year. Look, in the NFL, situations change quickly from year to year, and Breeze is still a better-than-average quarterback.
Breeze's negative playing, it's not his fault. You can't blame him. It's the offensive line. Anybody would look bad.
Well, like we said earlier, all these drops. Mark, I mean, everybody's dropping. You know, I mean,
right.
There were several. There were several. We all watched the game today, guys. Several pass plays. that were dropped that was not Breeze's fault.
Yeah, I mean, threw it right in there, and they just, nope.
Like, literally right in there. And like Sean Payton even said, you know, guys were jumping to catch balls when they don't need a jump.
Oh, the one play we forgot about, that's when you just knew it was that kind of day. The offsides on the punt, on the Carolina was punting, and we just, and like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, of course, watch us go offsides here, and then it happens like that. You're like, oh, well, of course.
Maybe they were just getting it all out. There's nothing left that could go wrong, right?
Like, can it get it worse than today? Mm. Or is this? I mean, is this as bad as it's is this as bad as can be, or can it possibly get any worse?
Unfortunately, it can. We could get shut out.
Almost did today.
Yeah. So, there you go. There you have it. I'm not going to add any final thoughts. There's nothing really.
No.
Add to it. I did want to real quickly check in on our bold predictions, if we could.
Oh, jeez.
We're at the beginning.
You need to go put those in a can and light it on fire.
Yeah, these were our bold predictions sure to go wrong. One, Jason, you said Brandon Cooks would be on a ticket. That one we knew was route. I said Terron Armstead would make the Pro Bowl. Damon said the Saints defense would lead the league and take it away. Jason said Mark Ingram would lead the NFC South in rushing.
I think he does. I really think he does.
Check on that one. I'm going to read the rest. Jeff and Jason said Kenny Vaccaro is Pro Bowl and All Pro.
Oh my God.
Damon says Breeze breaks the record for most touchdown passes in a season. That would be 55.
And I think he sits at 23, 24.
Whoa, then there you go. Jason says Colston gets 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Nope.
Thank you.
Maybe 10 drops. Damon gets Colston to the Pro Bowl. Jeff says the Saints D is in the top 3 in the NFL. In yardage.
If you mean like the bottom 3?
Right. He's like I did last time. Remember?
Right.
Jason says Saints D gets most defensive touchdowns in the league.
which is Spanish for zero.
Right. By most, he means.
Right.
Damon says Breeze finally wins the NFL MVP. Jason had Brandon Cooks at 1,000 yards. And Jeff had Atlanta with only 4 wins. So we might get one.
No, they're 5.
Jeez, I couldn't even get that one right.
Nope.
Thank you. That was nice and fun to revisit.
But anyway, Mark Ingram does lead the NFC South in rushing.
So that's the only bold prediction that could go right. Well, they were sure to go wrong, folks.
Oh, man, we went very wrong.
That was way out there. Okay, that's all the show we have for you right now. Hopefully we were able to help you get over this loss and start to look ahead to next week. For what it's worth, this season is just still not over. There is still hope to have some sort of dignity. So we're going to thank our listeners for downloading each week and ask you to tell your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes or your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, hope donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna get you down.